now. I'm going to hand you straight back over to Amanda in the Balmain allotments.
Welcome back to the Balmain allotments official opening, and I'm joined by Vanessa Carey of Dublin City Council. Hi Vanessa, how are you?
Hello, how are you?
Not too bad. So this was all your brainchild, Vanessa, was it?
I suppose yes. Following the local area plan and submissions from local people and talking with them, I would work extensively in the area. We found that there was a need for people to just have space, to have gardens, to have somewhere where they could go to grow. We have a lot of young families here, and due to the economic crash, initially the homes are meant to be starter homes, but they're here for the long haul. Great community spirit. So really we thought, why not? We had some land here that was going idle, and we just, you know, we needed to put resources in, fencing and groundworks. But we thought, look, let's give it a go. So here we are today, and open 3 months, and we're delighted with progress to date.
And how long has it taken since the initial conception to today to get things running?
Between getting permissions and getting walls knocked because one of our structural walls were unsound, you're probably talking 18 months. But now we would have launched it, say, last November. So really a year for inception to get from scratch to finish, and then 6 months to advertise and get people on site.
I'd imagine a lot of hard work, though. As one of your speakers said at the opening, that, you know, this could have been commercial land. So to have this given over for community purposes must have been quite a push.
Yes, yes. And you do have to convince the powers that be that, you know, it will work and that there will be an interest. And we focus very much on local people. I mean, even the staff in the office did their own leaflet drops, you know, so that we could target houses, so that we could target people who overlook the apartment. You know, we didn't want it to go to people who had no association with the area, because that defeated the whole purpose. But in fairness, I have to say management were very supportive. Of course, there were questions asked and you had to come up with some of the answers, hoping that you were going to be right. But I think today proves, I mean, 3 months in, we've had no security issues, and there's a great feeling here today, you know.
I think you're always going to get a few raised eyebrows when you talk about community farming and cultivation in the likes of Dublin, you know, the city, as you would say.
Yeah, very much so. I mean, as was mentioned, this is the largest urban allotments in Dublin. Some are in the county, but really for a city centre, colleagues of mine would have taken smaller units, but they'd only have about 20 to 30 allotments. When we're hitting 112 with a community garden, you know, it was a big task, and we really didn't know how it was going to go.
And how does the community garden work?
The community garden was something that I felt we had this particular plot of land that wasn't really suitable for smaller allotments. So we knew that there was an apartment block that overlooked, and Clude, the voluntary housing agency, approached us and said, look, we'd be interested in a large plot. And it all just fitted in like a bit of a jigsaw. You kind of look, people who overlook an apartment, why not give them that? So they have their own plans. I think this Friday they're going to have their own open day where they're going to come up with their tenants and decide what they're going to put in here. They've been like a free rein, to be honest with you. If they like to put benches or flowers, we're happy. It's theirs to do with whatever they will.
That's great. So it's a very inclusive process with the community.
Very much.
And would you encourage other communities, or Dublin City Council encouraging other communities around Dublin to try and come up with the same idea or some similar project?
Yeah, I think that there's a lot to be learned from it. And I think, you know, any land, you know, you have to have a little bit of imagination. And I suppose the bureaucrats were not known to do that. But I think if you sit down and you can work in conjunction with the community, and I think that's key to it. I think as officials, if we were to drive this ourselves, it really wouldn't work. It has to take the agreement and the desire of local people to make it work.
Great. Vanessa, thank you so much. And despite the weather out here today, there's a huge turnout today. It's really fantastic. It's quite a bustle happening here. Noel, back to you in the studio.